And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain right here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is leadership. My first guest is the head honcho at crack.com. He successfully led his publication from the print world to the online world. We discussed Crack's latest book, You Might Be a Zombie and Other Bad News, Shocking but Utterly True Facts. My next guest is the leader of Red Zone Marketing, a marketing consulting firm. We'll discuss leading customer satisfaction from her latest book titled And the Clients Went Wild, How Savvy Professionals Win All the Business They Want. And if you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Mary Beth Kuzminski is the president, as I said, of Red Zone Marketing. Her firm focuses on designing and improving sales and marketing strategies, customer service programs, branding and differentiating strategies for companies, for high-producing entrepreneurial firms all the way up to Fortune 100 companies and business units. Their number one goal is to increase the consistent flow of sales. Mary Beth is the author of five books, including The Connectors and Red Zone Marketing. She's frequently appeared on TV and radio. She's written articles for all of the leading business publications. She herself graduated with a degree in journalism from Syracuse University. Go Orange. And she has an MBA from George Washington University as well. She lives in Chicago with her husband and their two children. Welcome to the show, Mary Beth. Welcome back, I should say. How are you today?
I am doing really great. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, because whenever you have a new book out, I always like to book you just to talk about what's new, latest and greatest going on in your world. So in your last book, The Connectors, you introduced us to the idea of the social quotient, or SQ as you called it, and you showed how people can connect even if they're not really people person. And the thing that I like is that in your approach, you mix the online and offline techniques that best help to serve a person's personality, which I thought was very insightful there. In your latest book, And the Clients Went On, you lay out five principles for effective marketing. So let's dive right into it. What are those five principles for effective marketing in today's world?
Well, the first principle, and I think the whole point of this book, And the Clients Went Wild, is to get really fans of your business, of yourself. I mean, do we have enough fans? If you look at your business, you go, do I have enough people that think that I'm awesome? And a lot of companies would say, no, we could use a few more of those. And so one of the things that we look at is, can you really get your message to go viral? In this world today, everybody talks about, boy, if I just put something up on YouTube and then I'll have 2 million hits on my video, it'll be fantastic. But the question really is, what do I have in my business that can actually go viral? And is there anything out there that I can use to really get people to go wild about my business? And there are, and we've talked about lots of different case studies in this book of companies who have done that in many different ways.
And the case studies are fun. We want to come to those just a little bit later in our discussion. But let me ask you the question, because you're right. It is the number one thought. How do we find something in our business that resonates with customers that will help us to go viral? But that's also the biggest challenge that businesses face today, is they don't take an inventory of what is really important to their customers. So how do you suggest that business people find out what customers value and could go wild about in their business?
Well, one of the things that I think is really interesting is to take a look at, and we don't always like to do this, but take a look at what customers like the least about your industry, your business, what you're doing, and sometimes that can become the most unique point of the business to say, well, when we talk about the case studies, I can give an example of this, but there's so many companies who have said, everybody's trying to do things just a little bit better. But how about if we do something different? And then you test it and you say, hey, do my customers like this? You certainly have to test all of these things. But it helps to take a step outside of the norm and say, everybody else is doing this. What about if I do something different? And that's really something that can travel and that people will get attached to. The same old, same old. People are sick of that, and it doesn't even attract any attention at all anymore with all of the – I mean, I think our attention span is 17 seconds now.
Right.
And so, we don't have a lot of time to be thinking about, is that valuable to me? Do I care?
Yeah.
We've got to hit them over the head with it.
Well, and to make that point really come home, I think you're right. We need to go to the example. So tell us the example of Bucky's Gas in Texas, because that really exemplifies this.
Yeah, that's exactly the one I was thinking of, because, you know, if you think about, if you're driving along the highway and you're going to go to a gas station, you got to stop and get gas, you know, you're getting a little low in the tank, and you always stop and do something else, and that's go to the bathroom. And it is the least liked thing about a gas station across the board, no exceptions. It's just yucky. And so what Buc-ee's did is they decided with their chain of gas stations across the state of Texas that they would look at, well, what do people like least about our gas station, any gas station? Well, they like bathrooms least. So instead of talking about how they have cleaner gasoline or things like that, they talk about having cleaner bathrooms. And it's something that, well, boy, that's not what they do. They're not in the bathroom business. They're in the gasoline business. But what they're really in is the convenience business. And so Buc-ee's hired somebody at every single one of their gas stations across Texas, a full-time person, and their sole job is to clean the bathrooms. That's it, clean the bathrooms. Now, they have billboards posted all over the state of Texas that say things like, only 262 miles to Buc-ee's. You can hold it. And things like that where you go, are you kidding me? Do you know how long 262 miles is? We can't hold it that long. But what they're saying is, we've got an experience here at Buc-ee's gas station that you don't want to miss. You don't want to stop someplace else. And they've actually attracted fans to their gas station. Now, if you think you run any number of types of companies out there, can I have a fan of my company? I think that if I'm running a gas station, I would think probably not too many fans of a gas station. But they have people that go onto their blog and post pictures, talk about how much they love Buc-ee's from across the country. There was some guy in Iraq that posted a Buc-ee's bumper sticker on his tank in Iraq, took a picture of it. And, you know, these kinds of things, they have really big fans of their gas station. So I think if you can become a fan of a gas station, you can become a fan of any business.
Oh, that's what makes the customers go wild. We're talking to Mary Beth Kaminsky, everybody. And Mary Beth, you bring up an interesting point, because a couple of weeks ago we had Paco Underhill on the show, who is the retailing guru, and that's how he helped turn Target around, was having them focus on the bathrooms. In fact, he was working with General Motors at the time, and he said, what I do with every senior executive is I take them into the women's bathroom in every dealership that we're in. And if the women's bathroom is clean, the dealership passes the test. And if it's dirty, they don't, because he knows women value a clean bathroom, and that's just exactly what Buc-ee's does. So that's number one. Find out what it is you do well, and then, you know, be able to talk about that. What are the second, third, fourth, and fifth steps in your marketing?
Well, there's a lot of, you know, if you look at what do people really want, we tie back into the Connectors book, and we actually look at, again, in the And the Clients Went Wild book, at how those business relationships, how connecting and actually finding those strategic partnerships and connections actually help businesses get more clients. And if you want to get more clients, you could go out there and send out direct mail till you're blue in the face, or you could get a sort of a consortium of people who are your advocates and will go out and tell others about you. And people are using their networks better than ever before to help build their businesses, as opposed to trying to go out and doing it alone, is going out and trying to find those that will be good connectors for you and your business and help you get the word out across the board.
So help me to identify a connector. Let's say, hey, I'm in the radio business, which is exactly what I am. Who should I go out and try to find as a connector to help build up listenership for my station?
Well, I think if, you know, you got to look at the people that have the most connections. So that's what we look at no matter what you're doing. If you're looking to find people to listen to your radio station, or if you're looking to go to a networking event and meet somebody who can help you find more business, the key is to walk into the room or think about who is the most connected person that I know. Because that's the person that I want to be my advocate. Because you could have thousands of advocates, or you could have one that knows thousands of people. And that's the premise of this, is to find those that are very well connected in the community, in the business world, you know, in your industry, whatever it might be. But it's strategically looking for the connection points in business.
All right, Mary Beth, one of the things that I really loved about your book and the clients went wild is you discuss how to build a brand on a budget. And that's where most of my listeners are today. So can you give us just some tips and some ideas on how we can go about building a brand on a budget?
Well, a brand on a budget is actually easier today than it ever has been before, because the key to building a brand is having proper exposure. And how do you get exposure today? Well, we have so many resources to do it today. Before, you know, years and years ago, we had to advertise in the newspaper or do something, you know, send out some mail. Today, we've got all of the social media sites that, if used properly, can become a great way of branding your business and getting the exposure that you want and actually controlling the message about what others are saying about you. So a lot of businesses have Facebook fan pages now. And some people say, well, why do I need one of those? I've already got a website. It's a different point of connection. It's a different way of presenting your information. It can be more fun-oriented. You can post a video. We've got people that post video tours of their office and throw that up on Facebook, put pictures of their clients. It's fun to do. And I'm not talking about the personal Facebook. I'm talking about a fan page or a business page on Facebook. You know, connecting through LinkedIn. I have a client that I just talked to today. He's a financial advisor, and he said that he just got a $1.2 million account because of his LinkedIn. Because he's posted out, he's got his profile on LinkedIn, and somebody that went to school with him at West Point found him on LinkedIn and said, hey, I see you're a financial advisor. I love the things you've done over the years, Gary, and decided to invest money with him. And you think, well, that doesn't happen. It does. It's happening more often today than it ever has before. But the key is to build your presence. All of those sites are pretty much for free. But the key is to stay on top of them and to really put a good brand, your good brand out there. But the other key is messaging. You've got to be able to present yourself in a compelling way, or no matter how much social media you have, it's not going to work.
All right. A $1.2 million account by being on LinkedIn. That's pretty compelling right there. In fact, you talk about social media and so forth. You're a very big proponent on the internet as a tool in general right now. But you say in your book, and I agree with this very much, that most businesses right now build what you call an ego website. And that is nothing more than really just a billboard on the internet highway. So tell us, how do you move from having an ego website to one that's truly useful?
Well, you've got to get people interacting with your site. It's not just a billboard, like you said. It's got to be something that people can get in and get involved. People want more information, so they come to your site. Do you have an email newsletter that somebody could sign up for? If you do, post it right on your homepage so you can get people interacting. Do you have a free report that someone could download, something that's valuable, with a valuable headline targeted towards your prospects in your industry? Trying to get people to interact and to communicate with your website and with you through the website and through your social media is really the key. So we love giving away free stuff. And, it's not something that, has really been all that popular. People say, well, I'd rather sell it. I don't want to give it away for free. But how in the heck is someone going to find out how good you are if they never get an idea of it? You got to give them something for free to let them see it online, some kind of a report or something. And then they go, I really like this company. It's building that, you're sort of filling up the bank, if you will, the goodwill bank, by doing some of those things. And it's the kind of thing we have to do today to be just a little bit different and to stand out.
All right. We're talking to Mary Beth Kosminski, everybody, author of the book, And the Clients Went Wild, How Savvy Professionals Win All the Business They Could Possibly Want. And I like what you say about the internet and something that you touched on earlier, and that is video. I noticed that you yourself use video to sell your book. How useful is video in having a strong web presence?
Well, it depends on what kind of a business you have or what kind of industry you're in. But if you're looking to make a personal connection, there's no better way besides face-to-face than video. Because video, you basically, it doesn't hide. You're there, you're presenting, a one-minute or two-minute little clip on a video, and people can watch that and really get a feel for what you're like, maybe what your company's like, maybe what some of your people are like. like, and it's a real authentic way of describing your business. People are sick of the really pretty, beautiful marketing sites that you know are there to sell you something. Instead, give me the real you. Give me the authentic. Give me the video and let me see how you talk and how you present and how smart you sound and all that kind of stuff so that I can make a judgment as to whether or not I'd like to work with you and your company.
Oh, well said. I like that. Now, we talked about it earlier when we used the example of Bucky's gas station. You filled your books with real-world examples that I like. The story that just tickles me, because I saw it on the news and then I saw it again reiterated in your book, is the man who literally had a head for business and they paid him $37,375 a month for it. Tell us that story.
The story about the person on the Australian government?
No, this is the one that advertised on his head, literally had a head for business.
Gosh. Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about. I didn't hear what you said at first. I got cut off, but, oh, unbelievable. I mean, if you can advertise a part of your body, would you do it? And I would say, no, I would not advertise. I would not put advertising on any part of my body. But people have been known, there's a boxer that actually sold his back and had a tattoo printed on his back of a company. So when he is boxing, people have sold the rights to their baby's name. You know, it's just crazy stuff. But guess what? That kind of stuff gets attention. Now, I'm not sure that for whatever business, you know, your listeners have, that it might be the right kind of attention. But if you want someone to pay attention to you, maybe advertising in a totally different place might be something effective, depending on what business that you're in. But, you know, the whole use of celebrities in advertising is something that's been done for a long, long time. And you look at any golfer or any, you know, sports star, they've got, you know, they're wearing hats and everything else with all sorts of different logoed stuff on, and that's for a reason. But, you know, I don't know about selling a part of your, you know, body to put a name on.
Well, we've been talking to Mary Beth Kuzminski, everybody. Her latest book, And the Clients Went Wild, How Savvy Professionals Win All the Business That They Want. Mary Beth, you've got some great information. We got a lot of information just in this short amount of time. But if people want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go?
You can go to two places. The first is andtheclientswentwild.com. So we've got our own site for the book. But you can also go to any bookseller, you know, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, 1-800-CEO-READ. We do a lot of bulk orders through them. And you can find out about the books on all of those sites, and you can buy them.
And don't forget our own bank of books right here in Ventura, two locations to serve you, 704 East Main Street and 2784 East Main Street right here in Ventura. So great information, Mary Beth. I loved it. Thank you so much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you so much.